In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we will continue these services, yet with that continuing prayer, that God would again open His Word as He sees good. We will read God's holy and precious Word from the book of Exodus, from its 14th chapter, and we will read verses 29 through 31. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. Amen. We have already so preciously heard how God's grace and mercy was given unto the Gentile people. Dear brother and sister, we can give our thanks and rejoice unto our Heavenly Father for this. For we are those Gentile people. Isn't it amazing what a good God we have? I oftentimes marvel, especially when we have those visiting ministers from abroad, how that spirit is one. Those who are so distant from us. But yet we sit in the bench and we can only say amen. That is all I believe. It is only by and through this Holy Spirit that this is possible. These words that I read this morning, dear brother and sister, I'm not even sure why they came to my mind, but we trust that God even leads and guides in this. We have experienced these last few days great sorrow of the loss of a loved one. We have also experienced great joy when two young believers can be united as husband and wife. God is Almighty. God is Lord of our lives. This portion came to my mind thinking about this. How those children of Israel at that time, the armies of Pharaoh were after them, and how Moses was there leading the people. And they came to that dead end, the Red Sea. Oftentimes in our lives, dear brother and sister, we do experience heavy trials. But remember, dear ones, God is still with us. God continues to comfort, continues to uplift, continues to forgive us even all our doubts. We can certainly put our trust in God, that God is leading and guiding our lives. That portion comes to my mind. I think it's in Joshua. It was when Joshua was going to be leading the people after Moses' death. And the Lord appeared in a voice to Joshua. Joshua was experiencing many fears and doubts, just as oftentimes we do, dear brother and sister. In Joshua chapter 1, in the 5th verse, God spoke to Joshua. And He says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage." Dear brother and sister, these words are meant for us today. God will not fail us. He will continue to be with us till that day when we can be called to heaven's glory. It pays to believe. We have already been comforted with that gospel message. But dear brother and sister, you too can uplift your hearts and believe again. Those latest doubts and fears and sins of the journey forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God, a God that will continue to be with us. He will continue to comfort us, continue to forgive us. Pays to believe. Oftentimes we have many questions in life. Why this has to happen? Why that has to happen? But we can put our trust in our Heavenly Father, that He knows and He has control over all things. And we can rejoice in this. And we can especially rejoice in this, that God sent His only Son to suffer and die on our behalf so that we could have this living hope of heaven one day. Oh, how precious it is that we can be numbered as one of God's children. We are on the road to heaven, dear brother and sister. And we can rejoice in this. As we close these services, I want to encourage you, dear brother and sister from abroad. May God continue to bless your journey. May He grant you a safe travel home. We thank you for coming. But above all, we thank our Heavenly Father. Bring our loving greetings back to Sweden with you. And we ask that you would remember us here as we will keep you in our thoughts and prayers. I too, in closing, dear brother and sister, need to hear about that precious gospel. Can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? God will continue to lead and guide us to that destination where we desire to get to there in heaven. All we need to do, dear brother and sister and dear youth, is put sins away when they beset. Uplift your hearts and believe. All sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and always blessed name. Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.